Every morning as I get ready for the day, I listen to the radio station KEZW 1430 because it plays a variety of music that I remember as a kid. Traditionally, the radio station begins to play continuous Christmas music the day after Thanksgiving. But this year, they began to play it the Monday before Thanksgiving. And the radio host, Rick Crandall, who's a parishioner of ours, explained that 2020 has been a very tough year, as you all know. So the station decided to play Christmas music a little earlier to bring some cheer into people's lives. Well, that's a great thing. I think also there was another message there, whether the station was aware of it or not. And the message is that Christmas provides a consolation and a hope that people very much need to be reminded of, especially the burdened. And that's going to be the focus of our Christmas reflection today. The background to our first reading is this. The prophet Isaiah lived about 600 years before the birth of Christ. At that time, the Jewish kingdom of Israel and the Jewish kingdom of Judah were being ruled by inept kings. Kings who allowed the people, because of their inept leadership, to drift further away from God and their religious heritage, and further towards self-reliance and paganism. Now, each of those kingdoms at various times were threatened by very powerful enemies. But the kings, instead of turning to God for protection or trusting in God's providence, sought to follow their own wisdom and use their own resources to protect the kingdom. As a consequence, they failed, and both Israel and Judah were eventually conquered. The conquest for the people of Judah was particularly cruel. Their enemy deported, forced into exile many of those who lived in Judah. They leveled Jerusalem, the capital city, and they tore down the sacred temple. It was a dark time in the history of the ancient Jews. In our first reading today, Isaiah comes forth amidst this darkness, and he proclaims a message of hope. He promises that God will rescue his people from their oppression. We heard him say in that first reading, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. Lord, you have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, for the yoke that burdened them, you have smashed." Also, Isaiah declares that this deliverance will include the birth of a baby who will do extraordinary things for the people. Again, in that first reading, he says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given us, upon his shoulders dominion rests." Now, we know that these prophecies would be fulfilled 600 years later with the birth of Christ. In our gospel selection from Luke, we hear the very traditional birth narrative of Jesus. Now, the simplicity and humility of his birth should not overshadow its significance and consequence. That is why an angel of the Lord is sent to announce glad tidings to a group of shepherds in Bethlehem. The angel says to them, "I proclaim to you good news of great joy, for today a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord." The birth of Jesus marks the beginning of divine deliverance, a deliverance that continues to be manifested, a deliverance that benefits us in the here and now. Now, you know as well as I do, this has been a tough year, and there are many people who are enveloped in darkness of various degrees, from suffering, hardship, distress, and loss, to worry, frustration, sorrow, and negativity. This Christmas in particular, I think we are very, very mindful of our need for deliverance. The words of Isaiah, "A light has shone," and the words of Luke, "A Savior has been born for you," point us to Jesus as that light, Jesus as that Savior. He was born for our salvation, and he continues to work for our deliverance. So while on the one hand, Christmas will be very different for many of us this year, on the other hand, we need to seek and seize the significance of what we celebrate today, and that is Christ who comes for our deliverance. And I think we need to open our eyes, to open our minds, and to open our hearts, to look around and to see whatever ways we might be experiencing that Jesus born for us now, that Jesus delivering us now. It could be in extraordinary ways, but I think for most of us, it will come in very simple and ordinary ways. Maybe even some ways that are unexpected, but will nevertheless provide us with comfort, strength, encouragement, and hope. What we celebrate today is not just something that happened 2,000 years ago. The people then needed to know what happened, and that's why the angel came. What we celebrate today is unfolding now in our midst to once again a people who needs to know. Look for the ways that you're experiencing Christ born for you. Look at the ways that you are experiencing Jesus freeing you now. Savor those moments. They are light shining in the darkness. That's our task for Christmas this year. And as we undergo it, let us remember these words of Richard Paul Evans, who once wrote, "It is often in the darkest skies that we see the brightest stars."